Oh, somebody's happy today. Jesus. Somebody. Anybody. Somebody. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Day to rejoice. If you'd like to open up your Bibles to Galatians 5:1. Talk about freedom and liberty. We could underline that verse while we're looking for that. What did the skeleton say to his girlfriend? I love every bone in your body. What do frogs drink? Hot cocoa. Ooh. What kind of computer do chihuahuas like? Laptops. Boo. Okay, leave the tomatoes. Cool it with the tomatoes. Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It's for freedom. He wants to come to bring us liberty, victory, freedom. What's the reason that he went on the cross? Why did he come? Why did the Father send Jesus? Why did he come? For freedom. Freedom. Let's say it. Freedom. Liberty. Victory. Freedom from hell. Freedom from sickness. Freedom from financial bondage. You know? My husband and I were under such financial bondage, it was so hard. I mean, we just walked around like this. It was so hard. It was so, so, so hard. The roaches used to come to our house for a 40-day fast. It was hard. It was so, so hard. I mean, we were so poor, we couldn't pay attention. We were so poor. I mean, we were so poor. You want to know how poor we really were? We were so poor. So poor. That our single bed was in our little tiny kitchen. There's a single bed now. The spring is coming up. And you still want to hear how poor we were? We were so poor. I was pregnant, sister. I was big and pregnant in a single bed with that big guy over there. Okay. And we were so poor, I had a little bureau in the kitchen with the sink. And so I had this hot plate, and it only had three legs on it. So I put the pancake mix in the hot plate, and it fell. The pancake mix fell onto the bed. That's breakfast in bed. But it wasn't that glamorous, and it wasn't that romantic. That's how poor we were. It was so poor. But thank God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for freedom. Thank God for liberty. He's not called us to be poor, broken down, and worried about money, can't pay the bill, can't buy the food, can't get the gas, can't do this, can't do that. He hasn't called us to be poor. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his word. Thank God he's given us the instructions in the word. Thank God he's given us instructions in the word. And what happened in our life was, well, of course, with all of us, we learn and we grow in the Lord. And my husband decided to sponsor a child in India. And I saw, Ambrose was his name. And I mean, if you want to just activate heaven, then give. Then give your seeds and watch heaven get activated. I saw a dramatic change. We just saw a dramatic change come into our life as we began to sow seeds and activate heaven. And it might not happen overnight. But let me tell you, when you activate heaven and you continue on in doing right, even though the devil steals from you, if you continue on in doing right, and he will steal from you, but if you continue on and do right and sow your seeds, you will activate heaven. And God will pay you back triplefold with everything the devil stole from you. Yes, he's going to steal from you, but keep on doing right. Keep on doing right with it when it's hard. Walk in integrity. Walk in character. Don't back off of doing what's right and so your seeds. We get so spoiled. We're such spoiled, so spoiled rotten. We think we want instant gratification, instant everything. It's not like that in the kingdom of God. You gotta wait a little bit. You gotta sow. You gotta sacrifice. You gotta wait. We don't want to wait. We want microwave Christianity. But get close to God and read His Word and get a Holy Ghost adjustment. You know, sometimes we go to the chiropractor, we get an adjustment. Well, sometimes we just need a Holy Ghost adjustment. When we get close to the Lord and the Holy Spirit comes upon us, He can adjust our stinking thinking, because sometimes we need a check up from the head up to get rid of that stinking thinking. Go hit yourself in the head and say, "Head, line up. Head, line up. Hit your neighbor across the head." Just kidding. Head, line up. Okay, I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 8:7. "But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving." God wants us to excel in the grace of giving. He doesn't want us to stay where we're at. He wants us to excel.